Thanks for joining us on the Light of Life podcast with Bishop Nathaniel Bond. Whether it is through worship or serving our generation, it is our endeavor to create an environment and opportunities for everyone to become empowered to live the lives that God has called us to live. If you like what you hear today, we encourage you to share this with your friends and family. Be sure to follow us on all of our social platforms. From wherever you're listening, we hope you are encouraged by this week's message.
God bless you, friends. I am Bishop Nathaniel Lewis Bond, and welcome again to our Light of Life podcast with your host, Bishop Nathaniel Lewis Bond. God bless you. God bless you and yours, wherever our voice is being heard. God is doing some tremendous things in and through our ministry, and certainly we are thanking God for everybody that the Lord is allowing us to touch and to encourage, and we solicit your prayers. Yes, we solicit your prayers. May God bless you real good. I'm very anxious to get started. Amen. I don't want to hold you long, but I want to share with you. Yes, I want to share with you from Matthew's Gospel, chapter 14, and I'm looking at verse 22. The Word of God says this, "And straightway Jesus constrained his disciples to get into a ship and to go before him unto the other side." Remember, your journey is about getting to the other side. And at this time, Jesus said, it's my will that you go before me. And it seems like we are alone many times when we are not. He just is allowing us to be out there and get into a situation. Believe it or not, whatever jeopardy you are dealing with tonight, today, wherever my voice is heard, whatever time we're being heard, wherever you are, and regardless of what the time is, God is the God of all situations. No matter where your area is of attack is, no matter whether it's health, no matter whether it's finances, whatever you may think is my area of attack, Jesus has not left you alone. He only allowed you to get into a situation. And believe it or not, all things work together for the good to them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose. That's something about the situation that you're in that's connected to your purpose. Yes, it is. God has allowed, God has orchestrated whatever events you're dealing with to allow you to get where you are. So I just want to say, don't think I'm somewhere today, tonight. Don't think I'm somewhere where the Lord don't see me. I had to teach this to my church recently, that prayer is not designed to change God's mind. Prayer is not designed for you necessarily to inform God. I hear people talking about when they get to heaven, they're going to sit down and tell Jesus how you mistreated me. Baby, believe me. When you get to where pearly gates are and streets of gold, eternal life, a glorified body, your enemies will be nowhere on your mind. You won't be able to feel mistreated. I don't even know how you even look on those things, that they may not even be in your state of consciousness. Nevertheless, even if it's if it is, ladies and gentlemen, your joy will overwhelm you and exceed you. But the Bible said this, said in the 22nd verse, while he sent the multitudes away, and when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, he was there alone. For the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind was contrary. I know I'm talking now to some children of God who's being tossed with winds, with waves, and you feel contrary forces coming against you. Yes, we all have been there. We all have been there. That's no confirmation that God is not with you. Matter of fact, have you ever thought if you didn't have anything, there would be nothing there to be tried? Your trial comes to purify your faith, to take you to another level. Can I decree and declare unto you that whatever you're going through, it's going to work out for your good? Whatever you're going through, it's going to work out for your good. Even with the friends that you lost, I know you miss them real bad. But ladies and gentlemen, somehow, some ways, it's going to work out and work together. Now, don't get your situation isolated. Whatever you're going through, don't look at it as being an isolated condition, but rather you got to look at the whole spectrum of what you're dealing with, the totality. Hallelujah. The end of your struggle is going to be better than the former. The ending of a thing is better than the beginning. So I want you to know, don't get caught up in one chapter. Don't get caught up in one verse. Don't get caught up in one moment, because in the end, you're going to be greater than you were in the former. God bless you. Now listen, and I try to continue this time. And the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, and the wind was contrary. The devil gets real busy when you get in the middle of doing what God called you to do. Sometimes your obedience to God, it not only will bring the blessings of God, but it will bring you some trials and some tests. The devil will even get more real to you, because you'll discover that we're on opposite sides, ladies and gentlemen. And when the disciples saw him, well, the Bible says in the 25th verse, and in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them walking on the water. The fourth watch of the night. I think somewhere I read and studied, well, the first watch was from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Second watch was from 9 p.m. to 12 p.m., then from 12 to 3. And the fourth watch is from 3 o'clock a.m. to 6 a.m. You know, the country people taught us the darkest hour is just before day. Could it be that Jesus has allowed you to be tested and tried for one phase of your ministry, for a season, for a while? He shows up, hallelujah, in the fourth watch. Now, he could have showed up in the first watch, the second watch, the third watch, but he chose the fourth watch. And to those of you who feel that you are in the fourth watch of your night, I stop to tell you, weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And it's daybreak for you, baby. It's daybreak for you. It's your time for the sun to shine. It is your time for your blessing to come breaking through. I can feel the breaking of a new day. I can feel, ladies and gentlemen, the dawning of something new, something great, and something great. God's getting ready to do something great in your life. God is getting ready. He has chosen this time. You survive the first watch, the second watch, the third watch. But here it is, in the fourth watch, God is going to move for you. But I want to get to something else here. Amen. And when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, it is a spirit. and they cried out for fear. The disciples, and let me go on just for a moment. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid. I declare to you, he's coming to you wherever you are. Wherever you are, whatever state you're in, whatever opposition is facing you, Jesus is coming to you right now. He's getting ready to show up, and he's not going to only show up, hallelujah, but he's going to show up and he's going to show out in your life. Get ready for God to set the table before you in the presence of your enemies. Get ready for a breakthrough. Get ready for a divine release on your behalf. Jesus is walking on the water toward you, but then even disciples, even some of the disciples said, it's a spirit. It's a spirit. They were afraid. There's a time that you can get so caught up in your trials and tests until you may not even recognize Jesus when he's coming your way. You don't recognize Jesus when he's coming. You're walking on the water. It may not look good right now. It may not seem good right now. Hallelujah. It may not seem like a kumbaya moment, but I want to declare to you, he's walking to you. And you ought to look right now and see, nobody can walk on the water but Jesus. Nobody can be in control. Whatever, the very thing that I'm afraid of, I'm fearful of, he shows up showing out and showing you that greater is he that is in me, that is he that is in the world. Sometimes God will use other people. Sometimes he'll show up through other people. He'll show up through those he want to use to encourage you. But he's walking in your direction. He has you on his mind. I know that the thoughts that I think towards you, they're not evil thoughts. They're good thoughts. Your devil will not destroy you. The devil will not cut you off, but you are headed to a miracle. You are headed toward a breakthrough. You are headed toward something great. But here, right through here, you need to overcome fear. You'll become fearful. And sometimes those around us have taught us to fear. Some people can bring you everything but some good news. Now, somebody said to me, and I never will forget it, they use that word fear, F-E-A-R, as an acronym. And somebody said, false evidence appearing real. False evidence appearing real. I thought it was cute. But regardless of how you feel about that, I want you to know, don't let fear overtake you. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and power and of a sound mind. Don't let fear tell you you won't do the job. Don't let fear tell you God is not going to bless you. Don't let fear tell you that God is not going. You got to start looking for your miracle, looking for your breakthrough. I expect a miracle. I'm like the man, amen, at the gate of the temple called Beautiful. I'm looking at Peter and John, giving heed, expecting to receive a miracle with your name on it is on the way. Hallelujah. A blessing with your name on it is on the way. But if you listen to the fear that's coming even from sometime your co-workers, you'll get so afraid you won't even recognize Jesus. Amen. But Jesus is here tonight to rebuke the fear. He's here today to rebuke the fear. Amen. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Can I say to some child of God right now, be of good cheer. Get happy in a crazy situation. Get happy with opposition all around you. Get happy, be of good cheer. Let the peace of God rule your heart, regardless of what the doctors told you that wasn't encouraging, regardless of what the numbers suggest. I stopped to tell you, Jesus said, it is I, be not afraid. It's me, be not afraid. And I was a little boy going to church, And I used to hear the church people talking about, "Oh, Peter, be not afraid. Walk out on the water, but don't be afraid." Now, you know, and I said to myself, you all trying to rebuke Peter, and you won't even get out the boat. You're trying to rebuke Peter, and it appears to me that before I can walk on water, ladies and gentlemen, I got to pick my foot up and make a step. Amen. God is calling for somebody to step out. God is, hallelujah, and I just want to say, when you step out, you're going to step into a miracle. When you step out, you're going to step, amen. You don't need God to hold you while your foot is in the air. You need God to hold you when your foot comes down. And not only will you stand on water, but God don't want you to stand on water. God wants you to walk on it. I felt God then. God wants you to walk in your situation. I stopped to tell somebody, whatever you're dealing with, you're not only going to survive, but you're going to thrive. Hallelujah. You're going to thrive. And for those of you, like when the storm with Paul and they, amen, everybody couldn't swim, but they survived on broken pieces. And you're going to make it with a piece of check, a piece of money, a piece of a friend, a piece of a car. But God is going to get you to the other side. God is going to bring you through. I prophesied, I speak it, I declare it, and I decree. You are on your way. Step. Hallelujah. Let faith move you. For we walk by faith and not by sight. It's walking time. It's moving time. It's time to get out your boat. It's time to stop listening to the fear mongers around you. And it's time to see Jesus in the midst of whatever you're dealing with. It's walking time. It's walking time. I dare you to step out. You may not think you have the money, but step out. You may not see your way through, but step out. You may not always see the victory, but step out in the name of Jesus. A miracle is on the way. Breakthrough, hallelujah, is on the way. Healing, I decree it to you. I decree blessing. I decree healing. I decree open doors. Step out in the name of Jesus. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible says in Daniel, speaks about troublous time. But the Bible said the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits. In the book of Joel, the Bible make us to be aware, to be not afraid. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Can I tell you, greatness is not all in the past. Everybody want to act like greatness is behind us. I want to say to you right now, you have something to live for. You have something to look forward to. You have something to be of good cheer about. Jesus is walking to you right now, wherever you are. He's coming with a miracle. He's coming with a breakthrough. He's coming with deliverance. Get rid of fear, rebuke fear, and step out on his word. Amen. Recognizing Jesus. Recognizing Jesus and getting out the boat. I had to recognize Jesus talking to me. I had to recognize Jesus showing me things, giving me a vision, giving me a word, and I had to step out the boat. Amen. And then I'm going to be doing like Peter. Peter went on and said, "Lord, if that's you, bid me to come to you." You know, I'm not talking about what God did for somebody else. If that's God in my life, bid me to come. I want to go to him. I don't want to sit in church and just tell Bible stories all my life. I just don't want to always just rejoice in what God did for somebody else. God is without respect to a person. There is no secret to what God can do, what he's done for others. What he's done for others is an example of what he's getting ready to do for you. I'm not going to tell you he's going to do it the same way, the same place, in the same measure. Your measure could be greater. But he's going to bless you according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, supplying all of your needs. Hallelujah. Amen. Now you got to step out. Amen. Step out when you look like there's nothing to stand on. Keep your eyes on Jesus. When it seems like there's nothing there to hold you, keep your eyes on Jesus. And as long as Peter kept his eyes on Jesus, I'm talking to me right now. As long as we keep our eyes, we got to keep our eyes on Jesus. Now, Peter, while his eyes was on Jesus, he walked on the water. Good God, it's a wonder he didn't go to shouting. He was walking on the water. He was walking on the water. Look at me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm walking. No hands, but I'm walking. People in the boat, they going crazy, but I'm walking. I got distractors around me, but I'm walking. The wind is boisterous. The waves are tossing me, but hallelujah, I'm walking. Tell somebody, I'm walking in Jesus' name, and I'm going to keep on walking. I'm going to keep on talking because I'm moving in Jesus' name. But guess what, ladies and gentlemen? In the midst of this great miracle, Peter took his eyes off of Jesus and began to look at the wind. Now, wait a minute. You can't see the wind. So he had to been looking at the effects. The effects. Peter, don't you see yourself walking? Peter, don't you see? Do you realize you walking? You walking, bruh. You walking, bruh. Come on, Ray, up you walking. Preacher, you walking. Come on, mother. Come on, sister. Come on, brother. You're walking. But sometimes the fearmongers keep hollering and the fearmongers keep shouting discouragements. And the next thing you know, you take your eyes off of Jesus and you start recognizing what you're up against. And when Peter began to do that, he began to sink. We're going down, ladies and gentlemen, when we start looking down. My cousin Carl Ellison told me when I was first started driving, he said, Nathaniel, always keep your eyes down the road, because if you start looking, whatever you're looking at, you're instinctively turned toward it. Keep failure out of your mind. Quit looking at failure. Quit looking at those who are telling you, don't you know that's water you walking on? I got out the boat. What you think I was in the boat for? I was on land. I was in the boat because we were on in water. I was born in trouble. I've been in water a long time. Amen. But I was sailing with people, and even though the winds were contrary and boisterous, you can become comfortable being in the boat with somebody. Misery loves company. Could it be that those friends trying to keep you in the boat? Could it be that somebody talking fear to you is trying to keep you in the boat? There are folks who will see you stepping out and they'll try to discourage you. They'll say things to discourage you. But here's the good news. When he took his eyes off Jesus and began to sink, all Peter had to do was cry out and say, Lord, save me. Isn't that something? That no matter where you are and what you're going through, even though he's not pleased with you having that doubt, he's not going to let you drown. Can I speak to you prophetically and said, God will not let you drown. He stretched out his hand. And I say to you, wherever you are, say, Lord, save me. You got marital discord. You got wayward members. You got loved ones bringing opposition. You got a job that won't act right. But say, Lord, save me. Save me, Lord. Save me. The Lord's, amen, his ear is not dull that he can't hear, neither is his hand short that he can't save. And ladies and gentlemen, you're in reaching distance. He grabbed Peter. He reached and grabbed him. Amen. He's close enough to you to grab you. And quit talking about all of this stuff. I'm holding on to the Lord. I got news for you, baby. You've been through some stuff that the Lord was holding on to you. You didn't get through what you've been through. Amen. I'm holding on to the Lord. I'm just holding on. Well, we need to hold on. But I got to remember. I'm like Kurt Carr. I almost let go. I'm like David. My foot slipped, but your mercy held me up. Yes, I'm holding on. I won't let go my faith. But ladies and gentlemen, I must be honest that I'm in the hands of God. St. John 10, nobody can pluck me out of my hands. Nobody can pluck me out of the hands of God. Nobody can pluck you out. You're in his hands. Even though you're in a bad situation, you're in his hands. And he's here to save you. He's here to deliver. He's here to bring you out. He's here to bring you through. I get excited because I feel victory for somebody. I feel victory for somebody. Amen. Quit looking at opposition, but know that Jesus is there to keep you when you're walking on water. And just in case, for a moment you take your eyes off of him, I dare you to call on him. I dare you to say, Lord, save me. I want to say to you right now as I close that God is here to help you water walkers keep going. No telling how far Peter could have gone if he kept on walking. But nevertheless, now I got another miracle. I got the miracle of walking on the water, but I also have the miracle that God didn't let my feet get wet. I'm walking on water and my feet are not getting wet. He began, but he didn't sink. Sometimes God let things begin to go a certain way just to show you I never would have made it without you. Hey, are you listening to me? I never would have made it. God bless you. God bless you. Feel like the old preacher now. Bless you. I didn't mean to hold you this long. But I'm here to tell you, you're coming out of your situation. I'm here to tell you, he's going to bring you out. He's going to carry you through. And may the Lord bless you real good. Now tell me, how did you feel when you came out the wilderness? I came out with my hands lifted up. I came out with my feet getting light. I came out thanking God because can't nobody do me like Jesus. God bless you, my friends. God keep you. Walk on water. Keep your eyes on Jesus. You're coming out and you're coming through. Call somebody and tell them, may not seen me lately, but I'm walking on water. Hallelujah. I got a friend that used to tell me that. I would see him. He said, Bon, I'm walking on water and my feet are not getting wet. God is a good God. God is a good God. We love you. Until the next time, may God keep you. May God encourage you. And may you continue to walk on water. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for tuning into the Light of Life podcast with Bishop Nathaniel Bond. We pray that you have been blessed and inspired. If you would like to be a blessing to our ministry, you can give at llmdhp.org/giving. Be sure to follow us on all of our social platforms. So remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God.